When did you get married?
I was like 26, 27 years old.
Would you suggest to anybody to get married that young?
Younger.
Huh?
I would suggest people get married younger.
Wow.
I mean, you know, America is the only country between the average age is 26 or 27 to 31. We the latest, which is why we mess up the worst. If we teach them, all right, run through your 20s. You young. Wait till 35. Well, he's running through women. Here go a man that don't know nothing about commitment. And then you expect him at 35 to be in a committed relationship?
Okay, that makes sense. But let's clear up the myth. Most guys aren't running through women. The overwhelming majority of guys would be lucky if they get laid once a year. Yeah, this is terrible advice. But just because you're not getting married at 20 doesn't mean you gotta run through a bunch of women and ruin your commitment ability. Don't get married and don't run through a bunch of women. Because running through a bunch of women leads to a lot of drama and potentially unwanted pregnancy. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't advise young men whose brains aren't even fully developed yet to sign a lifelong contract when they know nothing about women and nothing about what they're really getting into. Focus on yourself, get your money up, and once you get established, then go look for, you know, 22, 23-year-old.
You expect him not to be looking all over the place when he's been looking all over the place since he lost his virginity? No, that's not, you teaching an undisciplined person, or undisciplined man, and then now you expect that marriage to work?
I understand the willful cooperation or the submission?
Willful cooperation.
Willful cooperation.
I'm like Croatian, you know, so.
Okay, so.
Simple it.
So basically, it's giving your man authority, which is not something that's often done in society.
But give me an example.
Okay, so you're getting dressed, and your dress is a little bit provocative. Maybe you're a little bit ignorant on it. He says, you know, honey, you're showing a little bit much. I don't know if you're...
Well, they're never ignorant on that. If her dress is provocative, she knows it's provocative. That's why she bought it. She looked at it 10 million times in the dressing room before she checked out. She know it's provocative. She know what it's showing off. And she knows it's disrespectful to her man. But hey, I guess there's guys out there that's cool with it. Hey, whatever floats y'all boat, couldn't be me. You know, a lot of guys don't have standards when it comes to women. They just happy to be with a bitch. They just happy to be standing next to a bitch. Not me.
Do you mind changing? Like, would you argue with him or would you put on a different dress?
If I think the dress looks hot, I would wear it.
Yeah, well, that's making it about you, yeah, and not your relationship. That's the opposite of willful cooperation.
Okay, so yeah, that's not me.
Yeah.
But you're saying, as a man, hey, babe, you know, a little much. Mm-hmm. I don't feel comfortable with this. Would you mind changing? You would change.
I would absolutely change. And it's not just about the impression that I would have out there on the world. It's protection. Because I could get the wrong kind of attention from an unhinged man.
And okay. What would happen if you get some attention from a man?
From a man that I don't want the attention.
See, they don't think too deeply about things. One of us could perish. That's what'll happen if we get the wrong attention from the wrong man, from an unhinged man. I don't think about this type of stuff, though. I mean, me personally, I really don't believe in bringing a woman who I'm really serious about to a place where guys are going to be at. A bunch of guys are going to be at, single guys, like a bar or something. If I'm going to take my woman out for a night on the town, it's going to be a classy spot. Ain't going to be no drama. Ain't gonna be no straggler guys looking to get laid. No, that's the wrong environment to take your woman in, period.
From being sexualized by a stranger. I don't want that.
But what do you mean by attention? Somebody looking at you? That, like,
men are gonna look. They always look.
So what? Let them look.
I don't want to be sexualized by someone that's not my husband.
Okay, so first and foremost, I gotta tell you guys this. I was in a relationship before with a guy that I, like, absolutely loved, you guys. Like, I mean, infatuated with this man, respected him highly no matter what we went through, and till this day still respect him, you guys. Every man is different. Everybody has different boundaries. I was with a man before who didn't give two shits, you know, what I wore. He didn't care. Then I got with this man who had a little bit more boundaries, which I didn't mind at all. It didn't bother me one bit. He wasn't disrespectful about it. He never made fun of me the way I dressed, things like that. He would just say, hey, babe, like, I have these. So when I wear certain outfits, it looks a little bit explicit, you know? So I never got mad. I never argued with him. I never said you were insecure, you're controlling. I just changed my outfit, especially if I was going out without him. Now, you can call that a pick-me, and you can call that, you know, whatever.
Well, why were you trying to go out without him with your tata showing in the first place? See, these are the type of questions I have. That's what I would ask. I mean, respect to her for changing and, you know, wanting to make her man happy and compromise. Shout out to her. But you got to go deeper, fellas. Go deeper. Like, why did she want to wear that in the first place? And she going out with her girlfriends.
That is the first question, believe it or not, that needs to be asked.
Just things that make you go,
Whatever you guys want to call it, that immature stuff, but it's called respecting your man's boundaries and understanding that a man knows how other men view us, know how other men sexualize us and look at us. The way we look at pictures and view pictures are totally different from the way men look at pictures. Why don't you ask your fellow man and they will explain it to you. And another thing, me personally, and this is an opinion, freedom of speech, don't kill me. If you are with somebody, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought that that's the person you are impressing. That's the one, you know, you trying to show out for, be little Veronica in the bedroom, you know, throw it back. Why are you out there dressing a certain way when you've already met your king? I don't get it. And when women sit there and act like they don't know how men look at us, it baffles me. Because me personally, if you know somebody already looks at you a certain way, why antagonize them more? And now no one's saying, you know, you can't dress however you want, do whatever you want. But once you're in a relationship, move like a woman or move like Jada or a hoe. I mean, your choice.